Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Now, this is a topic. It has to do with JonBenet Ramsey, but we don't get into paranormal or parapsychology. Robert Green, who works in the field of parapsychology, is going to come on the air with us and talk about something very unusual, and that is the concept of mediums and talking to people who live on the other side, people who are dead. Communicating with the dead, but communicating with the dead in high-profile crime situations. And first of all, Robert, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Phil.
How long have you been involved in parapsychology?
Well, it is a relatively new field, and I have worked on and off in this field, both in the field of paranormal phenomenon and parapsychology for some 17 years. I have not done a lot of the ghost hunting that some of my contemporaries have done. I have worked mostly with mediums and mostly in the field of criminology and working with some police agencies.
But you're not a medium yourself, right?
No, sir, I am not. I study mediums and all areas of paranormal activity, try to collate some of the information, we catalog some of the information, and try to get some working foundation on any given case that we happen to be handling.
Do you believe in it?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, Phil, and I do because I think that it would be wrong of me, and based upon what I know and what I've seen, it would be ignorant of me not to believe that there is at least the rudimentary ability for all of us to communicate with people who have passed to the other side. I do believe in spirit communication, and I do believe in communicating with the dead. I also believe that there is a hereafter and that we have a limited window in which we can communicate with the dead.
So in other words, once they die, there is a small period of time before they do what?
Before they move on and pass to another, before they pass transdimensionally, pass to another plane of existence, and they are forever out of our reach. They are reborn, they move into another area of life and of the afterlife, but we do have a limited period in which we can communicate with them.
But you are not a medium yourself.
I am not a medium. I work with mediums and various police agencies, and then in that respect, I act as a liaison.
You are a liaison between police agencies and mediums. You're working with one lady named Marjorie Hovart. She lives in Syracuse, New York. Tell me about what she's been able to do.
Phil, Marjorie is an exceptional woman. She is a medium, and she does do transdimensional communication. And Marjorie is very reclusive. She does readings, but she does very few of them. But around March of last year, I received a phone call from a colleague who told me to get up to Syracuse, New York, and talk to this very interesting woman. She wanted to talk to someone in police work and someone with transdimensional communication experience. I traveled to Syracuse. I met Marjorie at her home, and she told me that she had been communicating with the spirit of JonBenet Ramsey.
She had been?
Yes, sir. I asked her...
How much of this do you believe?
Well, I have to give all of it credence. When you've seen as much as I've seen and you're dealing with a case that has baffled the police, I have to give all of it credence.
And so you believe that Marjorie Hovart had been communicating with JonBenet Ramsey?
I do. And I do because, first of all, Marjorie has a reputation among spiritualists, mediums, and transdimensional communicators. And secondly, because this woman had no reason to lie. She lives and is very reclusive and shuns all publicity in Syracuse, New York, and upstate New York, and told me, quite frankly, she didn't want to have anything to do with this case, but she had been communicating with JonBenet in the afterlife.
What had she said?
Well, it's interesting. JonBenet told Marjorie that she believes that it was what she saw, her mother, and this again is, you have to understand that Patsy Ramsey and Marjorie, they don't know each other. So Marjorie is simply telling me what she believes JonBenet told her, that Patsy Ramsey was actually trying to kill the boy Burke.
That Patsy did it.
Yes, that is what Marjorie believes she understood JonBenet to say, and that she was actually trying not even to kill Burke, but she was trying to physically discipline him and mistakenly kill JonBenet instead.
Why? Why was she disciplining the boy?
Because he had let her down. This is a boy, as you know, JonBenet was involved in these beauty pageants. This young boy, Burke, was involved apparently in some skiing tournament in Colorado. And he had lost the skiing tournament. And in a drunken stupor, according to Marjorie Hovart, it is her opinion that she hit JonBenet and strangled her by mistake, thinking she was Burke. And
in a drunken stupor, Patsy Ramsey strangled JonBenet, thinking it was Burke.
Right, because Burke had lost a skiing tournament. JonBenet, in this reading, told Mrs. Hovart that as she was leaving her body after death, she heard Patsy say, and I'm quoting now, "God damn it," or "damn it, I thought you were Burke," and then took another knock on a bottle of Grey Goose, I think is what she was drinking, and said, "I did it again."
Okay, this is wild.
It is. It's tough stuff to digest.
We're talking with Bob Green, who works in parapsychology and the field of paranormal activity. He's relating to us a story told to him by Marjorie Hovart, who is a spiritualist, a medium. She claims that she was in touch with JonBenet Ramsey and that JonBenet told her from the afterworld that her mother killed her by mistake, thinking that she was Burke, her brother. And the reason why she wanted to go after Burke is that he'd lost a skiing competition.
That's correct. And again, Phil, the pivotal information here that I got from Marjorie was that JonBenet, as she was leaving her body...
Yeah, explain this, as she was leaving her body. What does that mean?
When one dies, one transcends and is conscious of the world around you, or one is conscious of the world around oneself after they die for a few moments, before they transcend and pass to another plane of existence. As JonBenet was leaving her body, looking down on her mother said, and again, this is what Mrs. Hovart said, JonBenet said, "God damn it, I thought you were Burke." And then...
took a knock on the Grey Goose.
Took a knock on a bottle of Grey Goose and then said, "I did it again."
Our number is 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to Mr. Green. This is wild.
Well, Phil, if this is true, JonBenet cries out from the grave, telling us that Patsy meant to kill Burke but instead killed her. Now, JonBenet mentioned to Mrs. Hovart something even more troubling, that she plans on haunting some major celebrities.
And JonBenet Ramsey plans on haunting, on visiting?
Doing a spiritual visitation of major celebrities. The first celebrity that she plans on haunting is Oprah Winfrey.
Why?
Because of her notoriety. Because JonBenet would like to get the truth out. She is going to haunt Oprah Winfrey, and in so doing, hopefully
Oprah Winfrey will talk about it on her show.
Exactly. We'll talk about it on her show. We'll reinvigorate this investigation and get people talking about JonBenet Ramsey again, and then maybe they will begin to look at JonBenet Ramsey's story that her mother killed her by mistake, thinking she was Burke.
Well, the information here is that as JonBenet was leaving her body, she heard her mother say, "Damn it, I thought you were Burke."
Right, as she was leaving the body. That was the last thing she heard before she went and transcended and went off into another dimension. But, again, JonBenet is planning on haunting Oprah Winfrey to get Oprah scared enough to start talking about this. And also, as a side note, Mrs. Hovart said that JonBenet wanted to haunt Oprah Winfrey because she thought, quote, and I'm quoting again, "It would be funny to haunt a black person the way their eyes get big." And again, that's a quote. So
that this is, she's a child in the afterlife, still acting like a child.
Apparently.
Although I have to tell you, Mr. Green, I'm not a big believer in any of this stuff, but I'm listening to your story.
And I do appreciate that, Phil. And you have to understand that even in the afterlife, there is a whimsical self, a sense. But three things, importantly, JonBenet heard her mother say, "I thought you were Burke," as she was killed, and that JonBenet plans on haunting Oprah Winfrey to get this story out there. And
well, why? So in other words, that Marjorie Hovart is not a big enough star.
That is correct. Marjorie Hovart is a reclusive medium, so the only thing she has to say is what she said to me, and I'm communicating it to you, and with all due respect to you, while you're a popular guy, Phil, you're not Oprah Winfrey, and we got to get, or at least JonBenet wants, to get the story out there.
So JonBenet is going to, according to this medium, this spiritualist, she is going to haunt Oprah Winfrey to get her to start talking about it on her show, and you said, and also, quoting now, because it's funny to haunt black people the way their eyes bug out.
That was something that Marjorie said in the context. I don't know what it was.
This is incredible stuff. Difficult to believe.
Well, Phil, you don't have to believe in the paranormal. Those of us who do know what is possible.
And you believe this story, that this medium has been in touch with JonBenet Ramsey, and JonBenet said that her mother killed her, thinking she was her brother Burke because he didn't win a skiing tournament, and as she was leaving her body going into the afterlife, she heard her mom say, "God damn it, I thought you were Burke."
That's correct.
And now she's going to haunt Oprah Winfrey because she thinks it's funny how black people's eyes bug out.
Well, more importantly, because she wants...
Because she wants the notoriety of being on the Oprah show.
Yes.
All right, Bob Green with us, talking about a spiritualist in Syracuse, New York, who's apparently been in touch with the spirit of JonBenet Ramsey. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. We're talking with Bob Green, who's a parapsychologist and a paranormalist. A spiritualist in Syracuse, New York, claims to have talked to the spirit of JonBenet Ramsey, who says that her mother killed her by mistake when she meant to kill her brother, Burke, after becoming angry that he didn't win a skiing competition in Colorado. As JonBenet was leaving her body, he heard her mother say, "God damn it, I thought you were Burke," and then said something about, "I did it again." What do you think that means, Bob? I did it again.
I don't think, and Marjorie Hovart doesn't think that is significant. There's a Black Angus commercial. Black Angus is a restaurant that serves steak. Stuart Anderson's Black Angus restaurant, and in the commercial he says, "Hey, Stuart, you did it again." And this is some reference, I think, that has to do with restaurants, or we don't think it has anything to do with a murder so much as it was an exclamatory point she made about killing JonBenet by mistake.
Well, what do you think? I mean, this is really weird. I mean, you got to... And that whole thing about, "Hey, Stuart, you did it again, Black Angus," what is that? I mean...
Well, what we're saying is it's just a kind of a... The way some people will say, "Jesus, Mary, Joseph," or something like that.
She was quoting a Black Angus commercial, a steakhouse commercial.
Yeah. "Oop, you did it again, you know, killing the kid." Now...
Why is any of this significant? I mean, the police... You're telling me you work with the police?
Yes, I do.
And you're going to go with to the Boulder police and tell them what?
Well, I'm going to tell him that, Mr. Henry, I'm going to tell him this is a great day for them because we now have a witness.
And a witness to what? To the crime?
Yes, we do. JonBenet Ramsey. She could testify through the medium of what she saw. If you get a court reporter over to Marjorie Hovart's house, have her channel the kid tells Marjorie what's going on, you get a court reporter, a police reporter over there, you've got yourself a case. And that's what we're hoping will happen by involving the police in this. So that
this is pretty far out. How are you going to get a cop to go over to the house there and listen to this spiritualist channel JonBenet Ramsey? And
Phil, it's been done before. Police officers have used spiritual mediums for many, many years. This is something that is very, very commonplace. And
yeah, but to say that you got a witness JonBenet leaving her body and hearing her mom say, "I meant to kill Burke."
That's right. And if we can get Marjorie to channel the kid, The problem is it's a bad time of the year because we are coming into the June month. As you know, there's a marine layer over much of the western United States. So we have to do it now.
What has that got to do with anything?
The marine layer?
Yeah, what do you mean by a marine layer?
There's a low cloud cover over the western part of the United States. If we're going to channel JonBenet and get her, channel her from the from another dimension, we got a lot of cloud cover. So it's difficult to send those waves through the clouds.
And you're telling me the weather actually...
Weather can, a lot of things can. Emotional state, but weather can too, because JonBenet is in heaven. And getting through a thick marine layer of clouds to contact her in heaven is going to be tough.
Man, I don't know anything about this stuff.
Most people don't, Phil.
So they're going to channel JonBenet. She's going to say that she heard her mother say, "I meant to kill Burke." But you got to channel her in the springtime because there's a cloud cover and you can't reach her in heaven.
That's correct. That's putting it in very simple terms. Yes, sir. But it's very important.
And when does she plan on haunting Oprah Winfrey? After the clouds clear out?
It would have to be in a conducive time. I would probably midsummer, Oprah Winfrey will start getting the first hauntings, yeah.
Oprah, I guess, will be ready for it, though, having heard about it, right?
I would imagine so, but there's no way of really making yourself ready for a haunting. I would say around July, Oprah better, she better hang on to the seat of her pants.
1-800-449-8686. Hammett on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I'm astonished that you're talking to me.
I can't believe this guy's story here.
Are you a spiritualist, ma'am?
No, I'm not, but I look at it this way. I think it's speculation for number one. Speculation is something that nobody can actually prove.
Well, this is... she heard the girl
communicate.
You know,
that's the problem with you people. That is the problem right there.
She communicated from the hereafter.
Wait a minute, sir. Hey, wait.
She communicated from the hereafter.
Sir, can I say something?
Go right ahead.
This is the problem with callers that call in and have a point of theory. You want us to call and respond, but you're not willing to listen.
You don't have anything to say to me.
Zip up your lips.
Do you have any experience?
Open your ears and may I... I'm trying to answer a question.
But I don't think you have any experience.
I don't need experience.
I'm the paranormalist.
I don't need the experience.
Have you ever been haunted?
No, I haven't.
Well, then what do you
know
about
it? And if I was haunted, I probably wouldn't know it anyway. And if I was haunted, I'd probably turn around and say, well, hello.
Do you live in a haunted house? No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well then...
Well, let the lady... I want to hear what the woman's got to... What do you got to say, ma'am? Go ahead.
That's not what we're talking about.
Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am.
This man would zip up...
Go ahead, ma'am. Go.
Okay. It's all speculation. I'm sorry, my beeper's going off if you hear something in the background.
Might be JonBenet Ramsey.
It's, for number one, it's speculation. I think it's very, very, very sad that people are coming up with speculations and not coming up with any proof. If you're going to come up with, say, 70% of the audience of a speculation of something famous
this
that happened,
is proof.
Come up with
this
15%
is the spiritual
of
communication
proof.
Of JonBenet Ramsey.
You don't
Ramsey
have
from the hereafter.
Any proof of what you're saying.
She is
you're
communicating
saying you
from
talked
the hereafter.
To Joe Blow in Syracuse, New York. How do I know that? I don't
I
know that.
I will let you know this. If
I can only
continue,
take your word for it.
You know, I
could
get her to haunt you.
I'm not going
to
take your word about anything.
I could get her to haunt you.
Oh, well, good. Welcome.
Uh-huh.
Welcome it.
Well, what I would say to you is
anything.
I would have a little respect for me, because if I send JonBenet to haunt your
respect,
ass...
Respect, sir, is earned, and will you interrupt
I'm
everybody?
I'm talking about
that's
a lady,
not earned respect.
A little girl... How have I disrespected you? I'm saying a little girl was killed.
You're not listening. You garble out
I
one
heard
question,
your long-winded
you
stuff about how you don't
theory,
believe this.
And you're not listening. You're not even
to
willing
other than,
to listen
you
to the host.
You don't have anything other to say other than you don't
you
believe it.
You just like hearing yourself talk.
You don't have anything to say other than you don't believe it. What so what? You
I
could
didn't
have said that
say
for five
I didn't
seconds.
Believe it. I said I was listening to it.
Oh, then you do believe it.
I have not formed an opinion.
Well, what did
you
opinion. Exactly call in to say then? You haven't formed an opinion?
I haven't
thanks a lot.
Formed an opinion.
You can get to another call now,
you're,
Phil.
You're
she already
interesting.
Said it.
Well, okay. I mean, if is that it, ma'am? You don't have an opinion?
That's it. She doesn't have an opinion. Do you
my,
want
my opinion is this man
you want
is
the
all
ghost
wet.
Of a, you want the ghost of a bloody little girl following you around? And then I'd watch my mouth.
I wouldn't
if I
even
were you.
Dignify that with an answer.
I'd watch my mouth.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I wouldn't dignify that with an answer.
I'll haunt her ass. I'll send her to haunt her.
Is that all?
You'll
you,
send JonBenet to haunt her.
Is that the language that you know?
Oh, come on.
Huh?
You see a little kid turn up on your doorstep going, woo, you'll know.
Landry Show at 1-800-449-8686, talking with Robert Green, a parapsychologist who has been in touch with a medium, a spiritualist in Syracuse, New York. She claims she's talked to the spirit of JonBenet Ramsey, who told her that her mother actually meant to kill Burke, the brother, but instead killed her. She heard as she was leaving her body her mother say, "Damn it, I thought you were Burke." And apparently took another swig off of a bottle of Grey Goose. And then further stated to the spiritualist, this woman, Marjorie Hovart of Syracuse, she was going to haunt Oprah Winfrey and try to get her story out that way. We're hoping to get Mrs. Hovart on the air, Mr. Green.
I am in communication with her home. I've spoke with her husband. We'll see what happens, Phil.
All right, here is Lowville, is it?
Yes.
On the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
It just seems like everything seems, it was kind of scout off the news. Anybody could kind of guess that off the news, couldn't they?
Guess what? What was said during a murder?
Yeah.
No.
You could pretty much guess pretty much anything and make up the rest is what
it seems like to me.
Well,
no, this was what Mrs. Hovart, who is highly credentialed in the spiritualist arena, if you will, heard JonBenet tell her.
Yeah, I could believe that because I can believe in a lot of things, but it just seems like it's kind of...
How could we believe some woman who says, you know, JonBenet Ramsey talked to me and she said her mother, killed her by mistake and she's going to haunt Oprah Winfrey?
Well, Phil, I can tell you that Mrs. Hovart has worked with a lot of police agencies. She has a crime solve rate of some 65%. Yes, she's been wrong. No doubt. When you work with spiritualists, you realize these are finely tuned, almost like a radio. It's a finely tuned receiver, and sometimes you get static, and sometimes you're not picking things up.
It just seems so far-fetched because anyone can guess that. I mean, you guess 50% one way or the other on whether you're going to turn a light switch on.
What about all this stuff
not?
About how she can't contact JonBenet while there's clouds out?
Spiritualists are working in the same area, but this is a metaphysical world. So that means we are dealing in some physical realm. And when you have bad weather patterns, yeah, it's difficult to talk to us.
You need to get a bigger antenna.
I guess so, you know. But you can't communicate with some spooks when there's too much
weather. That's where it gets a little far-fetched because for what the news can find, or not even the police can't find anything out. But
well, the police are limited. They're limited to this realm. That's why we speak with a Marjorie Hovart. And hold on for a minute, Phil.
All right, do we have Marjorie on the phone?
Hold on, I've got her on another line. I'm going to try to connect. Marjorie?
Yes.
All I'm trying to figure out is why...
Hold on for a minute. Marjorie, is this you?
Yes, it is.
And Marjorie, did you speak with JonBenet Ramsey?
I spoke with the child in April of 99.
She says she spoke with her in April of 99, Phil.
What did she say?
Well, she was a wonderful a little girl. She was very playful. And the first thing she said to me, quite literally, was the word boo.
She said boo?
Yes, she was playful. And she wanted to wear a sheet and cut the eyes out. She's not aware that she's dead yet, but she's getting a pretty good idea because of what has happened to her.
And as she was leaving her body...
She heard her mother say, "God damn it, you're not Burke."
See what I'm saying, Phil? So... You can call Mrs. Hovart crazy.
Ma'am, please understand, I'm not calling you crazy. It's difficult to just take your word for the fact that you met JonBenet Ramsey as a spirit and she said boo.
She was very playful, you know.
Is there a question you want to ask her, sir?
She was a very playful little girl, and the spirit came to me in an overwhelming presence, and I heard her say... boo, and she wore a sheet with the eyes cut out because she was playful. She thought it was Halloween.
It just seems so much like guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It does. Anyone seems like they can guess anything.
Well,
I have no problem believing in ghosts or a past life or a future life, but it's just the guessing part where...
She told me that she wanted to haunt Oprah Winfrey. And
she told you that?
Yes. And
now, what about this thing about she wanted to haunt a black person because their eyes look funny when they bug out?
That was, she was being whimsical. She was being humorous, yes. See, Phil, even in the afterlife, there can be a sense of humor. And
well, God almighty, that sounds so, it sounds like a strange sense of humor.
What six-year-old girl would say that?
Well, I had asked her that, and she said she saw A Little Rascals on TV once in a rerun. And she saw how Stymie, his eyes bugged out of his head. And JonBenet thought it would be funny for a spook to haunt a spook, is the way she put it to me.
Jesus!
And Stymie's still alive, isn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know
I
that.
I don't know, but that's what she told me, sir.
I don't. That just seems so. It seems so speculative and guessing that it's just unreal.
It's not me guessing. It's what I heard. And
what are the chances you're wrong? What are the chances that you didn't hear from JonBenet?
Well, there's a chance it wasn't her, that there was some, we had bad weather that night, and I might have been getting the wrong signal from someone, you know.
Like another spirit?
Another spirit, I don't know. I'm very, very tired. Phil, she's getting tired now. I'm going to let her put the phone. Do you want to put the phone down, dear? I have to rest. I'm so tired. Oh, Christ, I'm tired. Let her put the phone down, Phil. Go ahead, Ms. Hobart.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for your call there tonight in Lovo.
All right, thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
Oh, God. All right, Mrs. Hobart is tired, and she's laying down now. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I'm just...
What?
Well, what do you mean she thought it would be funny to haunt a spook?
That's what the kid said. I don't...
Yeah, that's what the kid said, right. That's what you're telling me the kid said. This old lady that you got on the line, get her up from the couch for a minute.
Well, now, wait a second.
Get her up from the couch.
Mrs. Hobart. Joe Henry. Oh, Christ. Yes.
JonBenet Ramsey's a six-year-old girl, okay? And she... It sounds like she's saying some things to you from the hereafter, like she wants to haunt Oprah Winfrey, and she said boo.
Well, my granddaughter was over that weekend as well. I was missing some linens.
Well, what does that mean, you're missing some linens?
Well, she might have taken them to play ghost. I don't know.
Well, maybe it was your granddaughter that you saw. Bob, get back on the phone, will you?
Yeah, Phil.
This stuff sounds like baloney, okay? Some old lady...
Look, are you a talk show host?
Yeah.
You know something? Don't piss me off.
And ma'am, I'm having a hard time buying your story about JonBenet, boo, and all of this stuff, okay? Now, I don't doubt that you heard something or saw something.
I heard JonBenet Ramsey, you son of a bitch. And she was... Phil, you're obviously upsetting her, Phil.
I don't mean to upset her, but the fact that JonBenet Ramsey wants to haunt Oprah Winfrey because she wants to see her eyes bug out starts to get a little suspicious, okay? And even if it really is the ghost of JonBenet Ramsey, I think that she ought to learn some manners or something. I just don't... it's difficult to buy, okay?
He's not buying it. All right.
Sorry.
Well, who was that?
That was my friend, Bob Browning.
Are you putting me on with all of this stuff, or what?
We wanted to see how far we could take it, yeah.
So it's bullcrap.
I'm sorry.
Who's Bob Browning?
It's a buddy of mine over here at the university.
And you're not really a parapsychologist?
No. Come on, buddy. I'm sure. Yeah, the last thing she heard as she was leaving her body.
Okay, Schaefer, that's two today, okay? Nice going, pal.
Yeah, well, whatever. I just wanted to see if I could get on the air. Your dumbass producer booked me.
Great. See you later.
See ya. See ya, Sherlock.
Okay. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, Phil Hendry Show here. I just fired my producer, Mike Schaefer. for booking a guy who claimed to be a parapsychologist. Turns out to be a couple of clowns that work down the street at a pool supply store. And one of them works in the back, in the apparently in the wherever they keep the hoses and stuff. And these guys thought they'd shtick me, so they call up pretending like one's a parapsychologist and the other one's an old lady who's been in touch with JonBenet Ramsey's ghost. Schaefer buys this, books him, and the old lady comes on sounding like, I think the guy was doing both the voices. So in any event, and this whole thing about JonBenet Ramsey haunting Oprah Winfrey because she wants to see her eyes bug out like Stymie on The Little Rascals, you know, for me, I don't know. Okay, I got a copy of Pool Life, and because what we're doing, we purchased, and if you're just tuning in, I renegotiated my contract. We're making some nice dollars. We're up to $48,000 a year. So we went down to the double wide expo that they had down at Anaheim Convention Center. Marie and I, we bought another double wide. So we've got a beautiful double wide. We're going to go for it. I'm going to bust the bank a little bit. We're putting a doughboy in the back with an elevated wood deck. And so I went out and I got myself a magazine, Pool Life, the magazine for pool families, huh? And Gretchen asked Mike if Marie and I are still on to join Mike and Gretchen for the double wide event this weekend. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay. Are you going to bring the folding chairs? Do you want us to go ahead and bring some chairs? And I'll bring a covered dish? Okay. So there's just some neat stuff in here. They've got a lot of pool toys. Look at the pool cover here with an elephant standing on it. But this is for a regular cement pool, right? All right. In any event, we're going to be out there at that. And now here's the thing here. You're supposed to put up a fence around your pool in the state of California. I'm sure every state in the union has some kind of child protection fence that you have to put up around your pool. The beauty of a doughboy is that it's elevated, so the kid has to climb up a ladder to drown. So that's the thing that you can, I guess what you say is just it's a lucky break. Owning a doughboy, the kid has to go up the ladder to drown, and what kid's going to do that? I mean, they got to really want to die. And that's what I like about having the doughboy pool. Any kid that drowns in my pool has really got to want to die. So we're very, very much excited about that, and we're going to be looking at that. So we'll be going out of the big double-wide thing coming up this coming weekend. By the way, any kid that drowns in a doughboy, that's proof it's suicide. You really? Because if you climb up a ladder and then, see what I'm saying? Which means basically 5 kids committed suicide in my pool last week.
We're the bomb.
Thank you. you want to have a frosty one?
I got chlamydia.